The road to recovery for those with substance abuse had many more potholes these last 2 years. Staff and residents at Ken Brown Recovery Home managed to steer their way around restrictions thrown at them by COVID. It was challenging for a program that puts an emphasis on personal freedom. We operate under the Minnesota model, which recommends providing struggling addicts with a place to stay, some tools, and lots of freedom, said Rob Thibodeau, the recently promoted director of Ken Brown. For a period of time, one restriction was that residents could not leave the home other than to take walks around the block. There were also typical public health rules such as wearing masks and sanitizing. Ken Brown is a recovery home for men who struggle with the disease of addiction. It has 14 beds and typically runs at 100% capacity, but due to restrictions, it was limited to 10 residents at a time. The capacity restrictions are currently still in place and Ken Brown Home is slowly moving back to normal in compliance with health guidelines. Normal can't come soon enough. Substance abuse and early recovery stages can bring about feelings of anxiety and isolation, and the pandemic compounded these issues, said Thibodeau. They were already withdrawing from substances and then you add this additional worry, he said. During COVID, to fill time usually spent at outside meetings, Ken Brown started doing group therapy twice a day. No more than 5 people were allowed in a room at once, so residents were separated while they ate meals and attended groups. They were provided with access to the internet to attend online meetings and stay in touch with loved ones. A typical 3-month stay consists of the residents doing chores, participating in group therapy, and one-on-one counseling. It is not the standard 28-day treatment program. People who live at Ken Brown have the freedom to leave the house to do activities like attending 12-step support meetings, visiting family, or even going to the movies. The pandemic has revealed flaws in the current addiction treatment systems. We are in need of additional treatment beds. There needs to be a better way to navigate getting people off the streets and into recovery. The process is too slow and convoluted and people are falling through the cracks, said Thibodeau. Even though life has been unpredictable, Ken Brown continues its efforts to provide residents with a chance at recovery and give men the tools necessary to maintain sobriety after leaving the home. For example, Brian Pasco, 44, recently moved into Ken Brown after completing the 28-day residential treatment program at the Jubilee Center in Timmins. It's been fantastic and a lot of help. It was a lot different than the intensive 28-day program. I didn't expect this much freedom, he said. Pasco has a new outlook on life. He said he's focused on recovery and hopes to maintain sobriety, mend relationships, and get involved in his hobbies upon leaving. If you or anybody you know is struggling with substance abuse disorder, please reach out to one of the following organizations: Detox Center, 1-800-452-3363, Ken Brown Recovery Home, Men Only, 705-942-2244, Breton House, Women Only, 705-759-4891, Canadian Mental Health Association, 705-759-0458.